Spidey is swinging back into action, but is a new director in the web?
The Punisher is back in the streets, but is he a friend or a foe?
Plus, Young Justice gets canceled, Joker 2 wows audiences, and Godzilla vs. Kong leaves wallets lighter.
We've got all the juicy entertainment news on the Essay Files. Don't miss a beat.
Welcome to the Essay Files. We got quite a bit of news today. Yeah, let's start off. Got some Marvel news. We got some DC news. Now let's kick it off with some Spider-Man news. Spider-Man 4. We got just a little bit of an update. A little bit. Looks like they're starting off. They're going to start filming this year, come fall. And yeah, looking for a release next year. They're speeding things up, dude. They're moving fast.
Moving fast? Dude, it's been forever.
Well, yeah, once they get started, though, I mean, dude, within a year of the whole process, I guess.
Yeah, they're looking to turn it over in a year. It sounds like within a year. Plus, I guess this is a little bit of a good thing because Marvel didn't really have anything slotted for this year, much less, I don't think, next year either, did they?
No, Deadpool.
Yeah.
Deadpool, you're right,
That might be it.
That's like, yeah, I think that's the only thing. Everything else was basically canceled, I think.
Yeah.
And then Sony's the only other thing releasing anything this year. Mm-hmm. Do they have a show, though?
For Marvel this year? I don't think they do either.
Yeah, I don't think so.
They got nothing going on.
This year's gonna suck.
Yeah, they had X-Men 97, which was the biggest thing for this year. Okay. I think that's it, really.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm.
I don't think they have anything going on. Yeah, they're hurting, man. It was the writer strike. It was the actor strike. It just pushed everything back. And I do agree with you. I do wish that Spider-Man 4 was coming out this year, so it doesn't feel so far apart. Circumstances can't be helped sometimes, and that's just one of those things. We're feeling the pain train right now from everything getting pushed back.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Yeah. But I mean, maybe it's a good chance for them to like step back, reevaluate what it is that they're doing and kind of pick up the pieces. Cause I mean, the way that the MCU is going, dude, I have no interest in it. They lost my attention a good while back.
See, I'm the opposite. I think like the Marvels was phenomenal. What If 2 was great. Man, that was fun. But they just had like the writer strike and stuff. We haven't had much lately. Oh, and Loki season 2 was phenomenal.
I agree. Yeah.
But, I understand.
I'm a little guilty of skipping on that one, too. I still haven't even got up on Loki.
It's so good.
I mean, yeah, it feels like they're not putting out bangers. But, I mean, kind of Loki, they kind of still are, dude. Like, the Marvels didn't perform well at all. It did horrible numbers. But you and I, man, we went to go watch it, and we had fun. We enjoyed it. It's not a perfect movie. It's flawed. But I had fun overall. I thought it was pretty damn good.
Yeah, I thought it was a damn good movie. Of course, the enemy, of course, very forgetful.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a main enemy, but or villain, sorry, whatever you want to call him. But otherwise, the movie was fun. Kamala Harris was like the star of the show. But it was a
Kamala Harris.
Sorry. Kamala Khan.
Yeah, the other Kamala.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That's an outtake right there for you. But Kamala Khan stole the show. She was great. It was a fun movie. Like I said, I rated it like a 9 out of 10. I thought it was great. But I do see where people, the villain was forgetful.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I thought it was a damn good movie.
Yeah, it was fun.
I still haven't even watched that. That caught absolutely no interest from me. It went so under the radar, I actually forgot when it came out.
Yeah. I had like zero anticipation, dude. Like, I only went to watch it for so I could crap on it. And it turned out that and I ended up liking it. I hated part one, the first Captain Marvel movie.
Really?
I hated it, dude.
Oh, man, I love it.
It felt so rushed, dude. It felt rushed. I feel like some of the acting was kind of forced, too.
And the CGI to make everyone look younger.
Yeah.
But
not the best.
I liked it. Like, I love Captain Marvel as well, but yeah, I can see where it was also like a trip down memory lane. I mean, seeing an old blockbuster and stuff and just all the stores that you don't see, Radio Shack, it's like, those things have been gone 15, 20 years. Dude, kids these days don't know what that is.
For real. They never will.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a good movie. It has its flaws, but that was my main gripe about the Marvels, which they tried to kind of explain in the movie where, I mean, there's like a 30-year gap. You don't know what happened in between those 30 years besides like the few Marvel movies we have, but her, you don't know what happened those last like 30 years.
Yeah,
correct.
And that was my biggest issue. And they tried to do like some little ghetto recap of, oh, she like kind of has amnesia because she went and destroyed. Spoilers. She jacked the planet up. And evidently she developed amnesia from it.
Mm.
Kind of weird. But anyways, dude, I'm excited for Spider-Man. I wish we had more details. I wish we knew. Well, maybe not know what villain we have, but who's starring.
Or a storyline.
Yeah. You don't know anything. Just that they're making it.
Right. Is that really a bad thing, though?
It
could be.
Potentially. But you know what? I'm not going to think too poorly of it. Sony has done pretty well with the Spider-Man universe right now, and especially with him kind of losing everyone that he knows, kind of going to the base of what Spider-Man or who Spider-Man is. He's custom homemade suit. You know, now he's living on his own, has no one backing him. I kind of want to see what they can do with this character now.
Well, I agree. Big time. Yeah, there's a lot of rumors they're going to go street-level Spider-Man, but then I'm hearing that Sony's like, no, we don't want street-level Spider-Man. We want the Avengers Spider-Man where he's up here. Like there's a lot of back and forth. And
yeah.
I'm curious who's going to win. It's probably
yeah.
Sony's going to win. I was going to say, ultimately, Sony. They're the ones. Yeah. It's their movie. Their ownership.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
do you think they're going to do anything with Venom?
I hope.
The symbiote is officially
Maybe not Venom, but Miles. This could be the introduction, maybe.
Could be. As far as Venom, the goop is in the MCU.
Yeah.
I still think they're saving that for Secret Wars, but
yeah.
Yeah, and that's cool with me. I think so long as they kind of make a reference, like try to like give you a little tip on what's going on with it. Like, it doesn't have to focus too much on it, I don't think, but I would like to see a little bit of a reference.
Maybe like introduce Eddie Brock into this new one, at least to kind of tease it a little bit.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Tobey Maguire's Eddie Brock.
Oh, God, no. Oh, no.
I know how much you hate him.
Yeah, we don't recognize him. Topher Grace, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we don't acknowledge that one.
God. Oh, yeah. That's my boy.
I mean, unless they wanted to do the Spider-Man meme with Venom.
Oh, jeez.
He might come back to Secret Wars.
I'd be down for that for a quick cameo, man. Just for a good laugh.
See, we thought he might have maybe popped up in this last Spider-Man movie.
Did we, though? I sure as hell didn't think that.
In No Way Home?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I guess there were rumors.
He got interviewed and asked if he had any role. Of course, just like all the other actors that were in the movie, they denied. So
yeah,
there was like kind of that little hope that, dude, this guy might actually be in the movie. We got the Sony Venom Eddie Brock for what, 10 seconds, 1 minute, whatever it was.
Whatever it was, yeah. Although I do like Tom Hardy as Eddie Brock.
I do.
I think, I liked it.
He's great.
The movies are okay. But he's a good, I like him, the actor, as Eddie Brock.
Yeah. The first one, I really enjoyed the first one. The second one, they kind of fell flat with it. They should have pushed that rating, just, you know, give it an R rating. Think it would have been so much better. And hopefully with the third one coming up, I think it's in the works, right?
The
third one in the works, something like that. I hope they push that R rating.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, I was honestly, when Venom 1 came out, I was like, what the hell, are you kidding me? But I ended up watching it, and I loved it. It had its flaws, a lot of it, but it was pretty good. It was damn good.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
Part 2, introducing Carnage, I loved. Everything else about the movie is like, what happened? Part 1 was actually damn good. It was great.
Yeah.
Where did y'all like mix it up, get it wrong? Because this is terrible.
Yeah, for sure. I think they're making big mistakes, kind of like how Disney's doing with their MCU stuff, they're kind of killing off like a lot of enemies like really early on. Like a lot of the symbiotes come from the Venom symbiote, his offspring, and other symbiotes are being killed off. Like I think they killed off Riot, they killed off, I can't even think of their names right Carnage. Now.
Well, Carnage.
They killed off Carnage, right?
Yeah, he's dead.
Like what's going on with this? I don't know. They're killing off a lot of the other symbiotes really quickly.
Like there's so many more stories, so many that they could tell, you know?
Yeah.
They're just denying themselves.
Yeah, they're backing themselves into a corner, I think.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Dude, Spider-Man 4. One more thing about it is supposedly, according to Online Scooper, Jeff the Insnyder. He reported on the last thing as well. Yeah, the Insnyder, like that. Justin Lin.
Okay.
among the names being considered to take the lead for Spider-Man 4 to direct, and he's best known for the Fast and Furious, like the big crazy ones, like when they go in space and the high octane Fast and Furious. Okay, they're not all bad.
Have you watched the last one yet?
Dude, I stopped like at 6 or 7, I think. The one where they're in like Brazil stealing a safe and like pulling them around with chargers.
That's like 5 or 6. Yeah.
6. Something like that. Yeah. That was like the last one I watched.
7 and 8 are decent. 9 is, I had to watch it twice to really enjoy it, but 9 is like probably the worst one out. Besides 2, 9 is probably the worst one out of the series. And then 10 is phenomenal. I mean, it's like 9 out of 10 movie. It is the best one,
man.
It's so good.
Are they making a 10 part 2 and then a 10 part 3?
I don't think it's going to be part 3, but definitely part 2. Just
10 part 2.
Yeah. Because they left it open with the cliffhanger. You still haven't seen it yet, have you?
Not yet.
Oh, no.
Dude, I watched you borrow that movie like 2 months ago.
Yeah. No, I want to. I just haven't gotten around to it.
Yeah, he's been busy spreading democracy.
But
yeah, man, like there's I think it might be after 3 where like the Fast and Furious franchise takes a left turn. It just goes into like comic book realm where Vin Diesel's basically superhero. He's got superpowers. Dude. Yeah. Like,
they're going like 200 miles an hour. He jumps off of a car, lands on another, and he's like, unscathed.
I mean, they're fun, crazy, turn your brain off movies, and that's what they are. They're just high octane. Just enjoy yourself, just immerse yourself in that kind of reality. And I don't know if I want that kind of energy for Spider-Man.
You sure?
I don't know.
Action pack.
I was about to say, you've played the video games, right? Like the high paced action and all that. Like that's kind of what I'm thinking might be going on. And don't get me wrong, they've done really good with the action in the previous movies. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if they can pull off like that video game kind of fight style in the movies, that'd be pretty cool, I think.
If they do that with... I guess one of the things that I'm worried about is, like, Spider-Man, he's one of the most popular Marvel characters, right? Like, there's so many stories, dude.
He's definitely top 5.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think he's one of the most relatable because of the traumas and the personal stories that he goes through, the personal growth, those kind of stories that are told with him. And if they skip over those stories in favor of high action and more those kind of scenes, like, I'm afraid that they'll not portray Spider-Man the way that he's supposed to be portrayed. That's the only thing that I'm really worried about.
So you think like they're gonna skip out on the story in favor of
that's
the action?
That's kind of my fear that this dude could do. Justin Lin, is he gonna do that? I don't know.
Is it really skipping a story when you've already got 3 movies and then like 5 or 6 other movies he's tied to? We already got 3 movies all about him and his growth to where he is now. Plus, like I said, he was in Infinity War, Endgame, Civil War. He might have been in something else. I don't remember.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. A lot of growth has happened, but he just lost his Uncle Ben, his Aunt May. And that there's more to be told.
Well, I agree with that.
Yeah. I mean, and then, like, I guess if you take away the base story of the movie, like, it kind of just becomes, like you said, turn your brain off kind of action movie, which, I mean, it works for some movies, but whatchamacallit, with a movie like this that typically comes with a story behind it, with a lesson to be learned, do you think that would work in the same format?
I don't know, man. It is tempting to think of these insane action scenes with Spider-Man. It is tempting. But, I mean, who knows? I just don't know if this is the right guy.
We'll find out.
Yeah. Moving on, keeping it Marvel related.
Oh boy.
As we know, Daredevil Born Again is refilming, they're reshooting. They were filming, from what I've heard, they got like halfway, and they're like, oh, something's wrong. We got to start over. And they went back and they basically scrapped most of everything that they have done, and they're kind of starting over, as far as I heard. And now, like, this came out of nowhere. Frank Castle, basically, off the set of Daredevil, I had no idea that he was going to be in Born Again, at least not even in season one. Pretty badass, dude. It just came out of left field. They didn't even officially announce it. Some dude, I guess, found them. He was taking a break off set and is like, hey, let me take a picture with you. He's like, yeah. And I take a photo. that's my Frank Castle.
That sounds accurate. Yeah.
Yeah, and there it is. There's this dude right here, the little panda pit. Yeah. Yeah, took a photo with him. Frank Castle's looking beat up. Looks like he's got a hickey on his neck over here. I mean, looks like Frank Castle. It looks great. You know, no outfit or anything like that, but he looks just like he did in the Netflix series, and looks cool to me. Looks good.
Yeah, that's great news. I mean, we knew they were going to bring him in to something, or I think they're talking about bringing him in his own show as well.
Mm-hmm.
But him being back in Daredevil again, oh, hell yeah, dude. That's just great news all around. That's awesome. I can't wait.
Oh, I agree, dude. And I almost don't want to say it, but okay.
Go ahead, just say it.
Did you watch the Netflix series?
Of course.
Too.
Who hasn't?
Guns, who probably. Hasn't?
Guns, yeah. Because I totally did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Big fan right here.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Because it's pretty fun, right, to watch Punisher and Daredevil in the first episode of the Netflix one?
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Uh-huh. So good.
Yeah. Enjoy that. So
engraved into my memory, right? Because I feel like I can see it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So he's not in the first episode, but when he is introduced,
but I know he's introduced somewhere in there. Not in the first episode necessarily, but for me it was like the first episode, because like that's when the real show started,
right? You know? yeah of course. Yeah, that's
yeah.
No, man, they are badass. Like, it's just great casting on Netflix's part. They're the ones who cast them originally, right? Just fantastic portrayals of Frank Castle and Daredevil. I'm so happy that they kept them and brought them back to reprise their roles. Same with Kingpin. It's just excellent, dude. All three of those.
What about Iron Fist?
Yeah, they can keep him.
Oh, well, there's a rumor that he might be returning.
Oh. You know what? Maybe I think that the internet gives him a lot of crap, and rightfully so. Like, his series was the weakest one.
I liked it more than Luke Cage.
Nah. For me, nah.
And honestly, Jessica Jones. Jessica Jones was probably the most boring one for me.
Jessica Jones was very slow. Yeah. It was a lot going on
in this talking. It's more of a drama than anything.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. I agree with that for sure. Totally different. All of those series were totally completely different from one another.
They were all great, though.
Yeah, they were fun.
Mm-hmm. And the Defenders. So good. Oh, yeah.
That was the payoff. Yeah, it was. But yeah, maybe it's just the way I remember it, it's like, oh, he's the weakest one. I don't like Iron Fist. Maybe I'm just not giving him as much credit as he deserves, I guess. I don't think he did that bad of a job.
I enjoyed season one and two. But everyone crapped on season one 100%. A lot of people thought season two was way better. I enjoyed both of them, but either way, I would love for him. Then to bring Jessica Jones and him back, and I mean, I can't wait, dude. It's awesome.
Yeah, I did hear that maybe But I don't think anything official just yet.
No, it's no official. It's just rumor. And I think he's the one that's like, oh, yeah, I'm back type deal. Oh, man. Can't wait.
Well, if anything, I just hope that they write better parts for them. At least to not be the weakest link. You know what I mean? Not to get that same turnaround. On the other side of the coin, DC's Young Justice. This is a animated series. A bunch of sidekicks. I think Teen Titans, maybe. What's the other one? Yeah, I guess that's it, right? Teen Titans?
Yeah, Teen Titans. It's pretty much Teen Titans.
Yeah.
Yeah, Young Justice. Yeah. And I feel like there was one more, but yeah. So I thought Young Justice had ended a while back already.
Oh, it did, kind of. Well, the series kind of came to a halt. It came
many times.
Twice, yeah. I think they got to season 3. And then I want to say they were in limbo, and then the pandemic happened.
It's season 2. They were in limbo. And then season 3, they were in limbo.
Okay. Yeah, and then they came back last year. I want to say it was last year, 2022. Yeah, 2022, they came back. They came out with Phantoms, and then they're in limbo again. And now they officially got the call. They are canceled. The showrunner, what's his name? Greg Wiseman.
That's Wiseman. Oh,
Greg Wiseman, the showrunner. He basically got on his X account. And he got on there and he answered some questions and pretty much confirmed, yeah, it's canceled for sure this time. Like, it's not in limbo no more. They're done. The reason he gave was economics. He later, in another post, said it was Mattel. Mattel was not selling enough toys, and they lost their funding, basically. That's what they were banking on, toy sales. So, I mean, sucks, dude. I really liked it. I liked the series. I thought it was fun. It was a way to portray the heroes, the sidekicks. And I really enjoyed it.
That was one of the ones that I was always interested in, but I was never really... Like, it was before I had any streaming platforms or whatever, so I was just trying to catch it on cable. And I don't know, I never really got a chance to sit down and just watch it from beginning to end. But it was one of the ones that, like, every time I would catch an episode, I'd be like, oh, cool, I need to pick this back up. And it just never did.
Yeah.
I loved the first 2 seasons. I thought the first 2 seasons were great. Maybe season 3 as well. I don't know. I don't remember how far I got. So, might be a spoiler. I don't know. When they kill off Superboy, then they bring him back as somebody else. That's the season I watched like half of, and I fell off. I couldn't do it anymore. Like, what made Young Justice great wasn't there anymore, and it was just boring as hell to me. But prior to that season, oh man, it was fire. It was great. I love it. Loved it.
If I'm not mistaken, I think you mean the last season. Yeah, that's definitely the last one that they
had. Oh, okay. Well, the first 4 seasons were pretty damn good then.
Yeah, it was a great
first
show.
The first 2 specifically were top-notch. Like, you can't beat it. That's some of the best, like, animated cartoons you can get. Mm-hmm. Season 3 was, I remember, was fairly good. Not as great as the first 2, and honestly, season 4, I guess. Yeah, that one, no, I couldn't do it. Like, they destroyed the show for me.
Yeah, it definitely took a different direction in that one. However, I mean, like, I'm still a fan of the series. I wanted to see more, but I'm not going to lie, dude, I didn't buy any figures.
No.
Yeah.
And if this is what they were being funded, their main source of income, I mean, I'm not the only one. Nobody, well, maybe not nobody, but not enough people.
I'm sure, yeah. But and I have heard that like the toy sales is definitely like a lot of the funding for a lot of these cartoons. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, is he talking
crap, mega crap?
Or is there actually some truth behind it? Because, say, for example, I think I want to say it was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The ones that were like, what was it? There was like back in like 2005 or something.
Oh.
Like it was a pretty good series. I like that series. Mm-hmm. They kind of tried to do a Turtles in Time kind of season with it, yeah, or whatever. Yeah. But I think that one also got canceled due to lack of sales. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I first read this, I was like, man, I think there's more to it. I think this is the cover-up job. They're using Mattel as the scapegoat. Then I remembered, well, hold on. It's WB. They're broke right now. Maybe he's right. Maybe they were banking on Mattel toy sales. But at the end of the day, it sucks, I think, that that's how it works. But, I mean, as much as I like the show, I'm not that guy that go out and purchase figure.
I mean, besides Dragon Ball.
I don't purchase anything either.
Okay. What figure just came in two weeks ago?
What?
Like $500 price tag on it. What was that?
So Sephiroth.
Oh, have you seen my diorama? I have. Never mind. No, I got Tanjiro from Demon Slayer.
Benarim, you collect quite a few things, but I think Kay specializes a little more in figures and that statue.
I got a few Gundams, and then I still have original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle toys from back in the 90s and stuff.
Man,
like the little like pizza thrower vehicle.
Oh yeah.
I still have that. And I have all the stuff.
Man.
But as far as like the last 30 years, I have a handful of Gundams, and then I have like my Sephiroth, and then I don't know. I got like a few things. That's not my stuff right there, by the way. The Lego Star Wars stuff.
Are you sure about the Minarum?
Yeah, that's my brother's.
Well, how is it within your expertise there? What getting into toys or figures and statues for specific likes and shows and
whatnot. Like niche.
Your niche. There you go. Thank you. Tell us a little bit about that. Dangerous? Fun? Expensive?
It's fun. It's expensive. It is addicting. And did I mention it's expensive?
Oh, yeah.
Dude. Oh, I mean, I can show you a couple of pictures of some of my collection. But I don't think y'all want to see that. Yeah. Just depending on what you're buying, like, it, you know, you can go anywhere from like a $10 toy to I think they just dropped, they finally started shipping out like a third scale Shredder, which looks badass. Man. But that thing retails for, I think like $1,200.
Damn. What the hell?
But it looks badass.
I don't care.
Yeah, it sucks, dude. But well, then there goes that series, Young Justice canceled. Yeah. Good show.
Rest in peace.
It is what it is.
Rest in peace, bro.
Yeah. Something that will not rest in peace. The Joker. The Joker. Yeah, yeah. We're getting a sequel. Lady Gaga, Harley Quinn. That's happening still. It's a musical. Yeah. Musical, yeah. Kay's like, nah, I'm out.
Yeah. So the Joker was one of those that I, again, you know, I just have a weird taste in movies. I was not feeling it, dude. I got maybe 20 minutes into it. I cannot tell you what happened in those 20 minutes. I was out of there. I was done. Bro. Like, people were, oh, it's so good. Yep. It's so good. Joaquin Phoenix. And don't get me wrong. I'm sure his performance was phenomenal. But God damn, that movie was boring.
Yeah, it is definitely not your typical comic book movie. I've mentioned it here before. Like, it was a great movie when it comes to, like, PTSD and mental health and that sort of film and that sort of aspect. But as far as DC and the Joker and anything Batman related, I hated it. It wasn't that.
Yeah. It was like the poster child for a mental illness movie. Mm-hmm. Like, you know,
yeah.
Awareness, I should say. But yeah. Dude, the movie was terrible. All these people are greatest movie ever. It was terrible.
Yeah. Like, I'm on the same boat with you, man.
I love Joaquin Phoenix. I don't know about Lady Gaga, but the fact that it's a musical, no thank you. The first one I couldn't stand anyways, but this is a musical, no thank you.
Yeah.
I'm done. And there's like two good parts in the first one. The very end, we talked about this. where he's like, I'm tired of acting like it's normal or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he pulls out the gun and kills the dude. And then the other part is where the movie actually makes you think that Bruce Wayne might be his brother. Yeah. I'm like, oh, dude, I like that part. I'm like, well, this movie's actually making a turn. Might get better. It doesn't get better. It's that bad.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, man, it's just, I don't know. I'm not really digging what Lady Gaga's looking as Harley Quinn. The fact that they're trying to make this a musical makes me even less interested in it. Dude, I have, once again, no interest in this one.
It is an odd choice, a musical. I don't know. What was the last movie that was a surprise musical that actually was good? Damn it.
The Marvels?
Well, that had a musical scene. Yeah. Had a musical scene in there.
But that was wow, guys. That was, wait a second. Well, the movie for me, now I'm not going to watch
it. Dude, they talked about that for weeks. Not the whole Disney, that like, they Disney
sure we covered it on the podcast.
Yeah. They purposely put that
a bull crap
in there.
Oh, but then we have movies like Barbie. That was had a few musical scenes in there.
That's that was the worst part of the movie.
What?
Sorry. Besides, my name's Ken or whatever. I'm just Ken. Okay, that was phenomenal. But like the rest of the movie, the rest of the stupid musical for it, no, hell no, dude. Like I said, the first 10 minutes of the movie, I'm like watching, I'm like, what the hell is this? How does this make $1 billion?
Well, apparently Joker 2 is getting these phenomenal raving reviews from screen testing.
Yeah, but you can't really trust those. It's like Rotten Tomatoes. When you look at the critic reviews and then you look at the user score.
Reviews,
whatever. Yeah. And like when you go to Rotten Tomatoes and critics are rating a movie 95% and you go watch it yourself and it, you know, the movie's garbage. Like you rated a 10 out of 100.
Yeah. Damn.
I don't trust critics like that anymore. You just can't.
Oh, yeah. I do agree with that. I mean, they said the same thing about The Flash, right?
Oh, yeah. Greatest movie ever. Greatest movie ever created.
Greatest movie ever.
Man, I'm glad I didn't pay for that. I'd be pissed. I'd be suing. Oh, speaking of The Flash, here we go.
Oh.
There you go.
Big rumor. Well, okay, maybe not even a rumor. Supposedly, according to some Twitter posting, if I'm not mistaken, James Gunn, your boy, Norm's favorite director / head of DC, is open to the idea for Grant Gustin to return as Barry Allen, the Flash, in his DCU going forward.
Yeah, you know what? I never really got into the show. I know our little sister was really into the show. I know, Minaram. Shush.
What a surprise.
Oh, when it came to these things, like I didn't have a lot of time. I'm barely starting to pick up like different things. I'm starting to pick up anime that I've been wanting to watch. I've been starting to pick up shows that I've been wanting to watch. This is probably one. It's just something that discourages me is the later seasons apparently become like really repetitive and it's the same thing over. But I'll probably watch the first few seasons, the ones that are supposed to be good. But from what I have seen, I think I've seen like first. Maybe half of the first season. I mean, he's a good actor.
Oh yeah, I loved him as a Flash. He was fantastic. Yeah, I know that CK's not here, but I can't speak for him. But he was definitely huge into this show as well. He's a fantastic Flash, man.
Yeah,
far better than the Snyderverse Flash that we got.
Oh, you don't like Ezra?
There's good and bad there. Groomer? There's good and bad there.
The run was a little weird.
Oh, dude. He's all doing this number. I'm like, oh, God. I'm like, stop. I'm done.
They made it look good in Justice League.
He still looked like he was skating.
Yeah,
I mean, for sure. But I mean, when you see him doing it like the entire movie for The Flash, when it's just The Flash and he's doing it the entire time, and especially when like he lost his powers and then he's trying to do it, like, okay, like, bro, you're doing it on purpose. I thought it was just the amount of speed that you're going.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. That was pretty good. But yeah, dude. Grant Gustin.
Well, that would be the smartest thing for him to do. I mean, you got a bunch of people that could play the role, but Grant's experienced. He knows what he's doing. that show went on for what, like seven or eight seasons?
Yeah. And it, I know they ruined Red Death.
Oh yeah, big time. Fuck.
That's not his fault though. That's the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's what I'm saying. The show just
But
the show just ruined.
There's quite a few seasons that were phenomenal though, but unfortunately, almost every season was the same. Fastest man alive, but he's not the fastest man alive because the villain's faster.
Yeah.
But he was a great Flash. I'm down for him. I mean, they should have brought him in at least for the cameo in the Flash movie.
I agree.
But it would be.
Yeah, because they brought in Ezra Miller for the show at one point.
Yes.
For that one cameo. Yeah.
It would be a smart play to at least have him not just rumored to maybe join, but to have him play a role or to be the Flash.
Yeah.
I would be down for that.
I think he would get, or James Gunn would get a lot of points, maybe.
Oh, hell yeah. The brownie points.
Yeah. For sure,
He might not get as much hate as he is right now.
Yeah, I think you're right with that.
Yeah, the brownie points for that one. Because right now, nobody knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
I don't think he knows what he's doing.
I really don't think so either. I think he thought he could like just jump into the role and like take off. Running, full on sprint. So far, nothing.
One of the reasons, if I'm not mistaken, that they didn't want to involve the Arrowverse in with the movies is like, oh, this is the movie universe. This is another universe. We don't want to mix and match, get people confused. If they casted Grant, do you think that confusion would be there?
Did they already connected the movies to the show?
Yeah.
The CW verse is the multiverse, and they included like half the movies and half the shows and everything together already.
Yeah.
That's why when they made the Flash movie and they ended that like weird Superman CGI BS, it was like, okay, this is weird as hell and kind of uncomfortable now. But CW's already done it and they did it better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's one thing I don't get. Why are people against having the show actors actually make a movie portraying the characters they play on the show? They've only done that like a handful of times out of like all the movies out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see why they don't do it for superhero stuff. When you got an established character, an actor and a character that just fits as well as it did, like Stephen Amell.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, we haven't really had a Green Arrow besides, was it Smallville back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
He was a little kid.
Oh, yeah.
He was a little kid. And it was garbage. But when you have an actor that great playing the role that good, why not make a movie with them?
That's true. Yeah, so, they can fold it in some way, somehow, multiverse, variant, something. They can make it work if they really wanted.
Yeah. No, I think at this point, just go for it. I mean, they've proved that in long term, they can play the characters.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Just do it. Pull the plug on it, you know?
I agree.
Well, I mean, pull the trigger, my bad.
Pull the plug. kill it.
On what they're doing right now, just restart from the beginning, you know?
Again.
Like, I mean, he wanted to do a reboot anyways of everything, right? You might as well just jump in fresh with established characters.
Except for Peacemaker. That's the only thing he's keeping. It's weird.
I don't know. This is kind of weird.
I'm the fastest man alive.
So, there's a new show that just came out on Netflix. Some of y'all might have heard it. Maybe not. I don't know. But it's called Three Body Problem. Have you heard about it?
I have not heard of it.
I think it came out like, what's today? Monday?
Today's Monday, yes.
Monday the 1st.
Maybe it came out Friday, Saturday.
Is that Wong?
It's got Wong.
Oh, he's in there? Okay.
Yeah, Wong's in it. There's a handful of actually big name actors in it, but Wong is the most notable one, MCU.
Wongers.
Benedict Wong. Yeah. So anyways, y'all haven't heard about it?
Nah.
I had no idea what it was. I saw the preview for it. It is out there. It is weird, but it is out there and it's great. The only issue I have, so I don't want to really spoil anything, but it's pretty much, it's kind of like virtual reality video game in it. mixed with like problem solvings and a bunch of scientists and stuff all involved in this clique. Half of them are like killing themselves.
What?
Yeah.
What?
So it's out there, dude. The show is out there. The only problem is, like I was telling BB there before you jumped on board, mm-hmm. The first episode is technically episode one. It's the pilot. It's the one that's supposed to get you into the show and everything. It is so boring and so bad. And it literally tries to like defer you from watching this show. But the show's about like aliens, pretty much.
All right, I'm in.
Yes. To boil it down, it's about aliens.
Okay.
And that's all I'm going to tell you, but watch the preview. If you like it, give it a shot. But I will tell you this, episode one is very hard to get through. It is so boring. It took me 3 tries. And even on the 3rd try to get through it, I was on Facebook half the time because it was that bad.
Ooh.
Now,
how long are the episodes?
About 40 minutes each. 40, 50 Oof, minutes each.
That's a hard sell.
Yeah, that
is. It is. Trust me. But once you get to episode 2, about like a quarter to halfway through, it gets you hooked. And then it's like, oh, next episode, next episode, next episode. But yeah, it's got these scientists trying to figure out all these weird stuff going on. Like one scene, literally the stars, like the sky and stars, like brightens up. It brightens up so bright that it's like, oh my God, you could, it's the middle of midnight. You're looking down and you could see everything because it's so bright. Mm-hmm. It then starts flickering like a light switch, turn on and off, on and off, on and off. And the whole world sees it. Mm. Yeah. Hmm. It's crazy. The stuff you see in it, it's a great show. You just got to puddle through episode 1, but I don't want to ruin it, but it's about aliens. So
shoot.
How many episodes?
8.
8
episodes. And I think they're talking about doing a season 2 already because it was like a huge hit the first few days.
Damn.
Yeah, I was about to say in like 2-3 days. Damn.
Well, shoot. The Boys got cleared for season 4 the first day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it was literally the next day. They all taking pictures with 4, 4, 4. And it's like, damn, I guess season 4 is coming, right? 2 or 3 years later.
An episode and a quarter, that does fit in that 1, 2, 3 episode rule.
Trust me, that first episode is brutal. Like, it is so slow. I mean, someone dies in it, but it is so brutal and so slow. Like I said, it took me 3 tries. The first 2, like, I literally fell asleep. Now, I haven't finished it yet. I'm on either episode 5 or 6. I'm not sure. It's good. It's good.
Got that seal of approval.
The very end of the episode I just watched, it involves a boat. Holy crap. It's probably the coolest thing I've seen in a long time.
Hmm.
I'm not going to tell you. It's just a boat. All right. Boats and hoes. Boats and hoes.
Sounds good to me.
So definitely a stamp of approval. But like I said, dude, I can't stress it. Episode 1. Oh, God. If anything, skip episode 1.
Oh, damn.
Is there, you know what? I might just like look up a recap or like a summary video on YouTube for like episode 1.
Yeah.
If that's really what it is, if it's something that I really need to get into, I might just look up a summary video because, man, the way you're selling it to me, I don't know that I'm ever going to get through it.
Yeah. I mean, it might be different for you. It was bad for me. The first episode could not keep my attention at all. I was constantly looking at something else, got my portal out, you know, had it playing in the background. And then, like I said, once episode 2 came out and it was about a quarter into it, that's when it got really good. And then by the end, I'm like, oh God. Okay. Yeah. Next episode. Next episode. Damn. Next episode.
Damn, dude. I'm looking at Rotten Tomatoes, 78%, which on the tomato meter, which I don't really normally look at, but the audience score is at 80%. So there's got to be something there.
Yeah. It's unique because they put like these like, I don't know, it's like a helmet thing, and it sends them into this like virtual reality world. But the thing is, like, it like channels energy and stuff through your brain and all your neural stuff that you can actually feel the sand. and they can taste the dirt. And like when they get like attacked or the sun comes out, they feel the heat and stuff like that. And it's like, what the hell? That's like state of the art. It's like built like, I don't know, 200-300 years in the future type deal.
Dang.
So yeah, it's cool. It's got some great like CGI stuff. It's got some great technology, all kinds of cool stuff. It's fun. But like I said, you might have to skip episode one. It's that it killed me. I technically never watched it. Oof. I've only caught bits and pieces of it because it was that bad. But yeah, I'm hearing nothing but great things. Everyone's loving it. Definitely approval. Got to watch it.
All right.
I'll give it a try.
Well, something else on my list that, not that we're on the tomato meter, King Kong X Godzilla, The New Empire. 54% tomato meter. But the audience score is 93%. That's pretty damn good.
That's what you got to look for.
Yeah. It makes people happy. That's usually what makes me happy. You know? That's what I go off of, the audience score, more or less. I haven't seen this one just yet. I didn't intend to. It came out on the Easter weekend, family stuff. Just didn't get a chance to go out. But it actually did fairly well. It did all right.
It did all right.
Domestically, 80 million, a debut for the weekend. Yeah. I think it did 44 million in China.
And the budget was 135 million. So it was only like 11 million short.
Yeah. That's
not bad.
Yeah.
For Easter, that's not bad at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially people not going out.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, it'll definitely accumulate that much. And then into profit zone
next week and week after. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Big time.
Yeah.
Monsterverse, man, is actually doing pretty damn good. Again, I haven't seen it, but I want to. The trailer looked great. Kong versus Godzilla was fun. And I mean,
I still haven't seen that one, but I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, yeah. Actually, I really liked the Kong versus Godzilla. Really good movie. I didn't really care for like the whole I found an axe kind of King Kong thing,
whatever.
But I mean, the fighting was cool. Like, just I didn't need story. I needed the monsters fighting. That's what I wanted to watch the movie for. And I'm pretty sure that's why this scored so low with the critics as well, because they're like, it doesn't have story, but it's a giant monster movie. That's what you were here for.
That's we want the kaiju fights.
Yep.
Yes.
Are critics really critics anymore? Do they get most of the movies wrong anyways?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They do. Yeah, during the Oscars, I didn't recognize one of those films.
Exactly.
The ones that I did look, I was like, this looks boring. I don't want to watch this. Like, it just, I didn't want to, I held no interest in there.
Yeah, no.
But
I agree.
But yeah, man, I'll eventually go check this out. It looks zany. It looks fun. I was reading another article saying that the director was inspired by anime. They're just trying to bring that, bring the
crowd in.
Yeah. So I mean, there's a market there. They know who they're catering to. So I would imagine that this is just a good fun movie to go check out. This is something I do want to check this out in theaters. Get that experience. It's just one of those, because like, you just have to go watch this in theaters, at least for me.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm worried about or questioning, is this it? Or are we getting another one after this? Because
if it makes enough money, they can't stop it, right? They can't stop the train if it's making money. I mean, look at what they're doing to Fast and Furious. They keep making them because they keep making money on them.
But I mean, who would be their final boss or whatever? Because, I knew the one before wasn't going to be the last one, because they had been building it up for so many years. But I didn't know when they're going to end either. Mm. Is this going to be it? Is it going to be the next one? Or are they just going to keep the ball rolling until they start not making any money?
I'm assuming that's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And as far as who the last boss is, I mean, they can bring back any other monster, any other kaiju, or if they really wanted to, they could just create an original monster and have them fight that.
Yeah. That's true. That's kind of what they did in the first one, or first Godzilla, wasn't it?
The one...
I don't remember.
I thought it was... Wasn't it like Mothra and King Ghidorah?
Bro, no, that's the King of Monsters, which he's dead now, and so is Mothra.
Yeah.
No, the first one, they didn't really name him, and it was kind of like a kaiju that we've never really seen before. It's almost like a half tarantula, pterodactyl type deal.
Oh, yes, you're right.
It was like a duo.
Yeah.
Pterodactyl duo type deal.
Yeah. I forgot about that one.
Yeah, that's the first one where you only saw like 8 minutes of Godzilla, which was the biggest complaint about everybody. And it was too dark to watch the movie.
Yeah.
That was like, if you would say low budget movie, that's a low budget movie. Just turn the darkness on and that's it. All you got is a few flares, a few lights, and then the Godzilla's little laser beam. That's all you saw in the movie. And some explosions.
ABP? Did anybody say ABP?
Geez, no, bring PTSD, dude. I was so mad. But yeah, I'm one of those, dude. I did not enjoy the first Godzilla because it was so dark. So much was going on and you couldn't see. And it's like, man, I want to see the kaijus, man. I want to see them fight. That's what I want. And
so I had to watch the movie twice. So the first time I watched it on my DLP. And the DLP is already naturally like real dark. Mm-hmm. I could not see like 90-something% of the movie. Yeah. Literally, I turned the brightness all the way up. I still could not see at least 90% of the movie. So I had to switch it over to the plasma back then. And then I was able to like see a few things. And I'm like, God damn, man, it's still dark as hell. It's like, what the hell? And then, yeah, you go on the internet. Oh, 8 minutes of Godzilla. I'm like, was it really only 8 minutes? Yeah, it was 8 minutes. That was it. My God, dang.
Yeah. Well, at least now they have Godzilla and Kong front and center. They're not shy.
Yeah.
They show them. So, you know, I'm looking forward to this. I know it's out already, but I'm still looking forward to going to watch it myself.
Been busy, man.
Godzilla.
And with that, gentlemen, we have run out of time. It is now time to close it down. Please visit us at www.tsfiles.com where you can listen to all of our prior episodes. We talk films, TV, anime, video games. We just have fun here, talk a lot of trash. Do yourself a favor, follow us on social media. Agent K, where can they find us?
They can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, now X, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube. If you're looking for the uncensored episodes, you know, with all the bloopers and shit in it, check us out on Patreon. If you are on the go, Minarum, where can they find us?
You can find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, YouTube Music, iHeartRadio, and sweet, sweet Pandora.
Sweet Pandora. Love me some Pandora.
Who doesn't?
What the hell's wrong with y'all?
If you're looking to send Hive Lord pics, you can send them all over to guns@theessayfiles.com. He said he likes them big. He likes them small. He likes them squeaky, clean, dirty, cheesy, greasy. Yeah. He likes some tuna can size. He likes micro.
Those are his favorite.
BB's bees. He said the more pictures, the better. He said, if you send him a video, he will give you a rating within. He'll turn it around within 24 hours.
Wow, that's a quick turnaround. He'll
give you, you know, because he gets so many that he's dedicated for those ratings.
Sure.
He likes them dressed up. He likes them with little top hats. He likes them, you know, holiday themed also. Anything you got, send it to him. Hive Lord.
I'm going to have to send them one soon.
Ooh.
Guns@thesfiles.com.
For any other related, non-Hive Lord related photos, all of our emails can find it in the description below. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. This is Bogus Bird signing out.
This is Aiden Casey, and see you later.
It's Minarum signing out.
We'll catch you on the next one.
Peace.